Malicious Intent, written by Catherine Fox and read by Jennifer Valetic. Debbie glanced around for a security guard but knew he'd be on rounds. She'd missed his 10:30 p.m. nurse's escort. At the bottom of the road, she turned left and began the walk up the dimly lit street towards her car. Ahead of her, she could make out the silhouette of a man. He carried a baby capsule in one hand, two bags in the other, and something else slung over his shoulder. Typical of a new father, he didn't look like he'd make it to wherever his car was parked. He dropped one of the bags and arched his back.
"Excuse me," Debbie called and caught up.
A street lamp illuminated a nice-looking man dressed in a polo shirt and dark slacks. A baby teddy bear protruded from one of the bags.
"You look like you could do with a hand," she offered.
"Thanks. I'm not used to this. Can't believe how much equipment you need to carry around."
Debbie chuckled.
"From what they tell me, you're supposed to be an octopus to cope."
She picked up one of the bags, wondering why the father and child were leaving the hospital so late.
"Surely you haven't been discharged at this hour?"
She leant over to peek at the baby, but the man was shielding the baby from the light with his side.
"My wife's been readmitted, some kind of infection, so I decided we would be better off at home."
He gestured with his free hand.
"The car is just around the corner."
Debbie lifted the bag with the teddy bear and shuffled the flowers under her arm.
"They're beautiful. Are they from a grateful patient?"
Debbie felt her face flush.
"No, actually, they're from workmates. A birthday present."
"Happy birthday."
He began to walk and picked up pace. As they turned into Faunce Street, Debbie started to puff, regretting the extra piece of cake.
"Not much further. It's the four-wheel drive up ahead."
As they stopped the vehicle, he unlocked both back doors.
"I haven't got used to the restraint yet. Do you mind giving me a hand?"
He lifted the capsule into the back seat on the driver's side. Men were so useless sometimes, she thought. Still slightly short of breath, she placed the bag behind the passenger seat and self-consciously hitched up her skirt just enough to climb onto the seat. The interior light didn't come on. She reached for the harness and tried to clip it in place. Curious to see the sleeping child, she leant across and gently peeled back the blanket. Inside the capsule, her hand touched something cold and hard. Heart hammering, panic filled her. There was no baby.